from the Fiscal and Budget Administrator recommending approval of additional requirements for participation in the Milwaukee County Special Needs Housing Program and the $260,000 grant for Community Advocates Autumn West Project that will provide 21 transitional living housing units for Milwaukee County behavioral health clients. Referred to the Committees on Economic and Community Development, Health and Human Needs, and Finance and Audit. The Committee on Health and Human Needs, the Committee on ECD, amendment please, approve this item as amended by a vote of 7-0. And here is the amendment that they approved.
Thank you. Let's just take a second here so that the members can read this. Okay. Let's let the department begin, and then I'm hoping that the chair of economic or the acting chair of economic and community development will be able to give us some information. Good morning.
Good morning.
Please introduce yourself.
I'm Pamela Bryan, Capital Finance Manager.
Antoinette Thomas Bailey, Analyst for Diaspora.
Please proceed.
Good morning. DOS conducted a due diligence on the request from community advocates for funds from the Special Needs Housing Program. The request was for $625,000. We conducted that analysis working with the department, also working with the Director of Economic Development. Ms. Thomas Bailey did the lion's share of the work, so she'll explain the due diligence and we'll be available for any questions.
Okay. The Department of Health and Human Services submitted a request to allocate $625,000 to community advocates for the Autumn West Supportive Housing Development. The new facility will be a 21-unit facility, and the total project cost will be $2.6 million. In addition to the $625,000 that community advocates is expecting from the county, they also expect to receive $1.5 million in Community Development Block Grant Disaster Recovery Funds and $172,000 from the city's Housing Trust Fund. In conducting our due diligence, we looked at 3 years of financials from community advocates, we reviewed their project proposal, and we also reviewed the criteria for the Special Needs Housing Program that was adopted when the program was created in 2007. We created two separate lists of recommendations, one specifically for community advocates and the other for related to the criteria for the Special Needs Housing Program. For community advocates, the first recommendation we had was to allocate $260,000 as opposed to the $625,000. And the reason for this was in reviewing the project proposal, we noticed that they were not in line with criteria for two things, one being the number of units designated for BHD clients. Criteria states that 40% of the units have to be designated for BHD clients. The original request had 5 units set aside, so in order for them to be in line with the 40%, they would have had to have 8. Community advocates work with BHD to determine that all 21 units will be designated for BHD clients. So the total project cost is $2.6 million. They can receive 10% of that, which is $260,000. In addition to us recommending that they receive the $260,000, the project will still have a gap of about $668,000. So what we recommend is that community advocates find the additional funding and bring to the Committee of Health and Human Needs, Finance and Audit, and Economic Development supportive documentation stating that they have these funds. In our original report, the date was March 31st, but the resolution extended it to May 31st of 2011. Our second recommendation would be that the funds be allocated as a grant instead of a loan. The original request was to allocate the funds as a 10-year no-interest deferred loan. After reviewing their financials, we realized that they wouldn't be able to repay a loan, so we would recommend that the funds are allocated as a grant. We also recommend that the development agreement that is signed between Milwaukee County and the organization, that it include language that states that all 21 units will be designated for BHD clients. We also want to include in this agreement language that specifies that if for some reason the building or land are sold, Milwaukee County will receive 10% of the sale proceeds or $260,000, whichever is greater. As we conducted our due diligence on this specific project, we also looked at the criteria for the Special Needs Housing Program and came up with some recommendations there. The first one here would be that the county reviews criteria for the program and implement an application process for organizations to apply to the special needs housing program to receive funds. Currently, there is no application process to obtain these funds. Our second recommendation would be to require comprehensive financial information that a bank will receive if an organization were to go to them and apply for a bank loan. This information would include a capital needs assessment policy and standards, market study guidelines, a developer scope of work requirements, a developer fee policy, operating reserves, and debt service ratios. We also ask that the county revise the formal agreement that they enter into with organizations to include language similar to what we asked for community advocates, that if for any reason a building or land are sold, that 10% of the sale proceeds come back to the county or the amount that we provided to the organization for the development, whichever is greater. Our last recommendation for the criteria for the special needs housing program is that the Department of Health and Human Services Housing Division conduct an analysis to determine whether funds should be allocated as a grant or a loan. And if it's decided that funds will be allocated to an organization as a loan, that the county conduct further analysis where repayment is pursued.
Thank you, and what a wonderful, thorough job you all have done. That is a great job.
Thank you.
Thank you. Very. Talk about due diligence. That was wonderful. Thank you so much, really. I'm very impressed. well, I have a few comments, too, but let's start with Supervisor Lipscomb.
Sure. Thank you, Madam Chair. I would move to concur with the action of ECD. If I can, I'd just highlight that I think a lot of positive steps here. Unfortunate for community advocates that they got to be our guinea pig because they've been in this process for a couple months here, and they had a tumultuous time of it, but I'm very happy that we've got a process, or we're getting a process in place in terms of due diligence. I've been very critical of that in the past. So we're making a lot of steps towards the formalized process. I think the fact that we're evaluating loan versus grant on some of these things, to the extent that there are projects that can afford to repay it, that's a positive. And that we're also securing repayment potential in the event that a project goes out of compliance or something, or sold for unknown, you know, you just don't know what happens over a 30-year period to an organization or a neighborhood or project. So I am very very happy that the department has really stepped up on this. And the action in terms of deleting that language was not, the intent was not that we don't want to do those things. It was just that we think there are a few more things that we want to work on and have tightened up. And so we'll have this come back as a separate item later.
Question, perhaps whether it be for the research analyst or Supervisor Lipscomb. If we concur, we don't have to vote on the amendment. Just concurring includes the amendment because it's already been adopted. Sure. And the second question with the amendment, I see here that the application process should be changed. Basically, all the suggestions that DAS gave us in this amendment says that we will adopt those and make those our new policies. Is that to be understood? Because it says, approve the recommendations submitted by DAS.
Relative to this project, the recommendations made about this project that remain intact. The recommendations about how the application process will be conducted will come back as a future.
Okay, that's exactly what I wanted, yeah. And then is that our staff that will get back to us on how to implement those changes? Okay. Wonderful. So we have a motion to concur with Economic Community Development. Supervisor Rice?
Thank you. Ms. Bryant, could you remind me, the Housing Trust Fund, conceptually, was that established with the idea that it would be a revolving fund, that the proceeds from receipt of repayment would be used to make additional funds available to other recipients down the line?
Madam Chair, Supervisors, it was not initially done as a revolving fund. It was actually what the special needs housing program is funded with is actually a loan from the state trust fund. Mm-hmm. So the county actually is paying debt service, which in essence is levy, for the program. It's mainly been used as grants. The recent request, which includes community advocates, but it wasn't the only entity that was requesting it as a loan, resulted in us having to do the review and including repayments as a part of the due diligence, but it, hadn't been used in the past, and that way it was really more of a grant program.
So there's no projections in our budget that we have, that we anticipate funds for repayment of the housing, of the loan from the state?
Madam Chair, Supervisors, no, that's budgeted as a levy amount in the debt service fund.
Thank you. And my question then, so for clarification as to what ECD did, I was unclear as to exactly what the rationale was for deleting these. On the surface, they appear to be reasonable requirements, and so if I could have some additional clarification. Without that language, then the resolution would offer the grant, but some of these, I think, relatively important contingencies are absent.
Okay. Supervisor Lipscomb, did you?
I would describe it as the recommendations relative to the project remain there. So in terms of how that project is treated, it all remains there, and that we would expect to adopt separately in the future a new application process with a more stringent set of requirements in terms of the materials submitted by the developer and the review done by DAS. And I think the sentiment was that they've made a lot of progress in terms of identifying what elements needed to be submitted and what needed to be reviewed, but that it was not 100% complete in terms of the process. And so rather than adopting it piecemeal, some now and some a month from now or something, that we should do it comprehensively.
Okay. So our action today will be to authorize the $260,000 contingent upon, among other things, receiving formal assurance that documentation is in place, that they've obtained total funding for the project. And the deadline for that?
May 31st.
And so is it appropriate then for us to amend the resolution on line 35 to extend that March 31st to May 31st?
It's in the amendment.
Madam Chair, Supervisors, DAS was, we had a conversation with Autumn West as well as DHHS, and as long as they're comfortable with that, DAS did not have an objection to that change as well.
Thank you, Madam Chairman.
Okay. We did have Ms. Fertel, you did want to speak on this?
Yes, if I can, it's very hard without you just listening and not seeing a proposal, but just to raise a few questions. Do I understand that you've gone from the idea of 40% of the population in the units being mentally ill or behaviorally ill to 100%? I've raised questions about that. And I'd also raise questions about people that are labeled mentally ill, whether they're not just simply poor and don't have money. The second thing, having been in the system for so long, I'm familiar with the counties, my home, our home, or something. I wonder if this is comparable. The third thing I'd like to say is I was in subsidized housing and federally subsidized housing, and I'm wondering why those federally subsidized housing, Section 8 or public housing, couldn't be used. Why you need a specialized thing? More than that, there are any number, I should think of vacant apartments around Milwaukee County. I don't quite see the, I'm sorry, this is just off the top of my head. I don't quite see the need. I think you could just take people like, for example, on 43C and find them a nice one-bedroom apartment studio and have DNA go in or social workers go in, whatever. So those are the questions I have. I'm sorry, that's all.
Okay. We appreciate your interest and input, and in the future, if you'd like, just so you could be better prepared, we do have everything available online if you have access to a computer, or you can feel free to come here and we give you the information. It's always available a few days before the meeting if you'd like to read over it.
Sure.
Okay, we have a motion to concur with economic and community development. Any other questions or comments by committee members? Okay, on that motion, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mayo.
Aye.
Rice.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
5 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to concur with ECD is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you.